Welcome to the Live Well podcast, hosted by me, Liv. On this podcast, we go beyond the basics to really create a life that glows so that you can thrive in your body, relationships, wealth, money, business, and spiritual connection, where we rewire your nervous system and truly expand into all that is possible. In these episodes, we will have a juicy conversation full of all the codes, tools, tips that really work. So if you are looking to live well, you are in the right place. For ways to work with me, visit keepupwithliv.com and follow me on Instagram at keepupwithliv for more. And with that, let's get into the show. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Well podcast. I am so excited to be diving into another juicy one for you today. And today we are diving into when you're in your power, sales come with ease. You know, if you've been in my world, we are all about ease, chill, relaxed. And if we want sales to feel that way, we have to be in our power, right? Because when we are not in our power, it triggers a nervous system response that then takes you out of the game when it comes to sales in your business, right? The woman who is scaling your business needs to be operating at the level of power to match it, right? Once you rise into this level of power, you actually become unstoppable. Your business will then make more sales with ease and consistently over and over and over again, right? When you have power, you become that woman with audacity who is very much solid in herself, and people will feel that you are a solid place to invest in. They feel that you are a solid place to put their money. They feel like you are a solid woman to buy from, right? They move and they move fast to get into your world. So I really want to be breaking this down for us today. We're going to be diving deep. You're going to want to save this episode and come back to it, because hand on heart, I can say that personal power is one of the things that I see holds people back the most, if not the biggest thing. Like, money, safety, and power are like the three things that hold people back. So this is one of the big ones. More than having a Canva slide, more than having like perfect graphics, more than having this, more than even your copy or your messaging, it's the power behind it, right? You can have quote unquote perfect power, the most aesthetically pleasing Canva slides, professional branding, photo shoots, whatever. But if your power is not solid, neither is your business and neither are your sales, right? So I really want to let's rewind for a second, because if you've been in my world for a long time, you know that I started out in the health space, very much doing like healthy recipes, but also like why these recipes were good for you, you know, why you need to be gluten-free, gut health, hormone health, all of these things. And personal power is something that I cultivated way back when I started to be able to have the business that I do now, right? If you've been following me and you're an OG since those days, when I spoke about these things, I spoke with power and conviction, right? I learned to, and we're going to be breaking down kind of like how it shows up, but I very much spoke to, this is why gluten is bad. And you can even go back on my Instagram, like none of it's deleted. You can go back and watch my old things where I talk you about like, this is leaky gut. This is what happens when you eat gluten. It sends off a trigger of zonulin. The zonulin interrupts the tight junctions in your gut. It causes inflammation. And then your body reacts to avocado even when it shouldn't, blah, 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 right? I very much, there was conviction in what I said. I very much showed that like, yes, I'm an expert. I know what I'm talking about, et cetera, et cetera, right? And so being able to strengthen this as I go along is like something that you are going to develop, and you are going to get better and better and better and better at it, right? Your power will get stronger and it will evolve over time, right? From there, I was very much also in my power when I started bringing in more spiritual things, when I started doing Akashic readings, right? Because before then, I was all about like health, and I'm always very much a science person. Even with spirituality, I love the science of spirituality, right? With health, it's like the science of this is how your gut works. This is how hormones work. This is how this works. And so I didn't dip in my power and be like, well, I'm going to now start talking about the seventh dimension and the fact that I can talk to like dead people. I mean, also live people, but like dead people, and I see stuff, and like I see your whole life, and I can access that information. That's out of like, that's a lot. That's a big like, ooh, for a lot of people, right? A lot of people would dip in their power and be like, well, so-and-so is watching my stories and they're going to think I'm crazy, or people are going to think I'm weird, or people are going to think this. I mean, the good news is that people will think that no matter what, so you might as well get out of your own way. But if I didn't have personal power, right, when I introduced it, I would have been like, so these are the Akashic records, and they can be kind of good because you can, no, I was like, the Akashic records are in the seventh dimension. I can literally see and pinpoint where you were when the trauma happened to you. I can see you with a mushroom cut in the bathroom with your mother wearing a polka dot dress. And like, it was very accurate. I get very specific information, but it's because I spoke with power and conviction behind it that they did so well. Right. So it's not only when like the health programs where people can be like, okay, well, it makes sense. Like you went to naturopathic school, you had this education. No wonder like your programs did well. Like people can wrap their heads around not being bloated all the time, not having PMS. But I also introduced like something very woo-woo or very out there, right? Especially for my audience at the time. I was like, no, I'm tapping into the seventh dimension and I'm psychic and I can see all this stuff. But it was my power through which I spoke to it that allowed it to be so successful, that allowed the sales to come in, that allowed all the readings to book out. You know, with the health stuff and my well-nourished program back in the day, allowed that to sell out, allowed Goddess to sell out when I brought it, my second program, right? It's very much the power and how I speak to things. Since the beginning, this is something that served me. And then as we moved deeper into nervous system, right, I still very much talked about the emotional stuff when it comes to health, and we've kind of transitioned very much into a nervous system focus. But with nervous system, I'm very much in my power with nervous system in my business, but also my version of nervous system, right? Because my version of nervous system is very different than other people's. I'm in my power with what I believe about nervous system, right? Just like I was in my power about Akashic readings, what I believe they could do and how I believe they could help and like what I know that they are. Did some people like say the Akashic are like the devil's work and blah, 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 it's against their religion? Yes. And that's great for them. They don't have to participate. But I don't live in fear of that. Right? With nervous system, I know that nervous system healing doesn't have to take a long time. I know that there are people who are spending multiple months, years trying to regulate their nervous system. And I know it takes 4 weeks. Less than that, actually. But like up to 4 weeks. It's actually very simple. Simple framework. When you get to the root and you embody safety internally, it's easy. Right? I know that embodying power in your nervous system is easy. Under 4 weeks. It's simple. It's not dunking your face in ice water. It's not doing all the things. I know that. There's power in it. You can feel when I speak to nervous system that I'm very much grounded in this. You feel it when I speak to nervous system and money. We all know the somatic response that we get when it comes to money, is that if your brain and body aren't on board to receiving large amounts of money, that's why you're not receiving large amounts of money. There's power when I speak to things. When I speak to business, there's power. I know that your personal power is holding you back. I know the fact that your nervous system is holding you back in business. I know that you can try all the strategies, but if your nervous system, you know, and your energetics are not on board, it's be throwing spaghetti at the wall. I know this. So you'll be able to see, no matter how I've transitioned, how I've evolved over the years, power has been a mainstay. Power has been the reason why I can add things, why I can pivot and still grow. Why I've continued to grow since starting my business in 2020, when people are either burning their businesses to the ground or dropping off the internet or normalizing, you know, all these things. I stay in my power. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into really how a lack of personal power is showing up in your business and why this is, I'm going to say, blocking you from more sales, why this is making you create resistance to more sales coming in. So drinking my beautiful structured water, highly recommend structuring your water. If you don't, I use the Somavetic, not sponsored, but would be open to it. So the first way, right, a lack of personal power shows up in your business is very much how good you feel depends on how much money you're making that month and or how many people have joined an offer or joined a program, Right. And so if you notice that how good you feel is solely dependent on how much money you're making or how many people have joined your offer, this lack of personal power is blocking you from more sales and also from sales feeling easy, right? Because when you are operating on personal power being in something outside you, right? You've placed it in money. Money is then dictating how you feel. That is not someone who is solid in their personal power. That's not someone who's a match for like a seven-figure business. Someone who has a seven-figure business does not drop their power in those instances. And that's why they have it. Right. And so it's having power even when it looks like it's quote unquote not working or people haven't joined yet. That will dictate A, whether people join, whether you make sales, and whether it's easy. I can't tell you how many people get stuck. This is just the first loop we're going to talk about, but get stuck in this first loop alone. If how good you feel depends on how much money you are making or how many people have joined your offer, you are not a match for high amounts of money in your business. You are not a match for a large amount of sales. Because if we're getting dysregulated, we're getting emotional, we're making it personal, right? You enter problem frequency, first of all. You're unable to be in solution frequency. Then you start taking action out of feeling lack, right? You start doing more for the sake of doing more so that hopefully it makes more sales. Hopefully more people join, and then hopefully you feel better. Then your system's running on a dopamine hit. I don't know why people are normalizing. I think it's maybe a TikTok. I've seen it lately. Oh, these are all the things I did today for a dopamine hit. And I'm like, my gosh, if our nervous system is running on a dopamine hit, what happens when you don't have a dopamine hit? If you need a dopamine hit to run your business, we're not running a business. We're running a cute little side hustle, just to be honest, right? So we can't run our businesses, or we can't run our power, which run our businesses, based on dopamine hits of people joining or not joining, right? Because those gaps of when, you know, someone hasn't joined yet, or the next person hasn't joined, or it's feeling quote unquote slow, will dictate whether that sticks around, whether that becomes normal, or whether you resolve it, right? The person who has personal power doesn't perpetuate income dips, right? The person who has personal power ends up making more sales because they're not focused on the fact that no one's buying or no one's joined yet, or only X amount of people have joined yet. This is costing like massive amounts of sales for you and your business. So let's go to the second thing I want to talk about, which is struggling to hold your boundaries and people pleasing out of fear that you are going to be rejected. This lack of personal power shows up massively in your business, whether that's holding boundaries in with clients, in your DMs, right? You say, I don't know, pre-sales ending at this time, but then you don't hold that boundary. And well, like, oh, someone asks like, oh, I missed pre-sale. Can I still get, you know, I don't know, the $200 off or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, you can't hold your power because like you're scared of not making the sale or you're going to be rejected. So you people please. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to extend the sale for you. Or, and you'll see this, pre-sales like ending for something or someone's ending a sale or some sort of thingy. And they're like, I'm extending it. Like I haven't been able to like change the checkout price yet. So if you sneak in now, I haven't been able to like change it. So like hop in now. Right? That's a lack of personal power because we can't hold a boundary. We want to people please because we're A, haven't either made the sales we wanted to, or we're hoping more people will get in, right? Versus holding the boundary and being like, pre-sale ended, you know, yesterday, or pre-sale ended, whatever it ended, but you're still able to join, perhaps payment plan available, whatever it is. That, when you command that level of power, then you are a match for more sales. It's not the version of you who people pleases. Right? So notice where you're doing that. It's all out of the fear, right? The fear of being rejected, the fear. And when we say rejected, we're really losing out on money/sales, right? Might even be holding boundaries with your clients within containers. Perhaps you have, you know, and if you don't, I highly recommend you do have program guidelines and standards for showing up in your world and that you're covering that at the top of every container. But let's say, I don't know, you're not on Voxer on Wednesdays. My mentor's not on Voxer on Wednesdays. I don't then plug in on Wednesdays. Like, she has a rule that you don't plug in on the days she's not in. Like, you can't just plug in and have the message wait for her for the next day. That's her boundary. Can you imagine if I plugged in on Wednesday and then she like, oh, I'm not, I know I'm not supposed to be in on Wednesday, but I'm just going to go in and like answer this for you. Like, out of people pleasing, because she just wants to make sure that, I don't know, I re-sign or that, like, you know, whatever it is. Or perhaps you people please and answer questions beyond the container. I don't know. Maybe the container is focused on you help people with their blood sugar, but someone's asking about, well, weight could do with something. I don't know. Their relationship. And for you, like, that doesn't actually cover it. So you people please, you just want to make sure that they're happy. So you start speaking something beyond the container. All right. For example, like in my world, if you come into safety and we're talking about safety, I'll answer questions about safety, but I'm not going to answer power questions. Or I'm not going to answer questions about polarity. I'll answer questions about safety and relationships. But this will not be like how to cultivate feminine energy and like polarity in a relationship. That's for Land the Man or God's Activation. That's for a different container. Right? So look at all these ways like you're struggling to hold boundaries, where you're people pleasing out of fear, even just your response time. Like, do you feel the need to respond to people right away? Respond to clients right away, the DMs right away. Be like constantly checking your email or DMs or your Telegram/Voxer, whatever it is. All these little leaks in personal power, again, is costing more sales or slash blocking you from them, and it's leaving money on the table. All right, the next one I want to dive into and how it's showing up, right? This is absorbing other people's projections and letting that waver depending on like who's around you. Right? Other people will have projections. If you notice other people's projections, opinions, etc., lets you waver, or you waver depending on who's around you. Like, you're all good and fine. Like, you can talk about things in your business, but if you know, I don't know, Susie from high school is watching, you waver. People from high school are watching, you get dysregulated. If your family's watching, then you feel self-conscious or you get dysregulated. Right? Or you absorb other people's opinions of, I don't know, let's go back to blood sugar, because I have a client who helps me with blood sugar. They say like, blood sugar is garbage. There's no such thing. You should eat fruit for breakfast. Like, because there's people who believe that, right? If you absorb that and you let that waver what you believe about blood sugar, then we hit, no, it's a lack of personal power. Then that dims your light. Then you don't show up as strong. And then, you know, sales don't feel as easy and you don't become the woman people love to buy from. Right? For example, with me and nervous system, there are tons of people who believe that it should take a long time. They can believe that, but someone else's projection doesn't make me waver in what I, you know to be true about nervous system, what I know to be true with myself, what I've seen with like hundreds and hundreds of clients. Like, I don't absorb that. And like, if I name one big projection I get with nervous system, it's that, no, it has to take a long time. It could take years. I'm like, no, you're just doing it wrong. Right? Or I could even observe people's projections about like spiritual stuff and like the seventh dimension and Akashic Records, that it's like the devil's work and blah, blah, blah. No, they're just not my people. And that's fine. That's perfect. Right? So where are you doing this? Where are you wavering depending on who's around you? Where do you absorb other people's projections? I'm just hopping on to let you guys know about the new Power Program. This is changing the game when it comes to building uncircumstantial personal power. Your nervous system will never be the same. We will be covering everything to become unstoppable in your personal power. That personal power then gives you the audacity to truly be all that you are. We will be covering everything to break out of the wounding, trauma, and conditioning that creates circumstantial personal power, building that audacity to have a rock solid confidence and speak your truth, dissolving those physical symptoms that go with a lack of personal power, releasing fears and doubts, being able to set boundaries and hold them with ease so you no longer people please, how to not dip into your power no matter the circumstance and be the one emitting your own power, and really dissolving that feeling of being a victim of your life and really how to anchor in taking your power back and being the creator of it. It is so juicy, so good. We will leave the description for it down below as well as the link to join. I am so excited to help you rewire your nervous system from all the stuck emotions and trauma and anchor in personal power. We'll also be going through the exact processes and methods to build it so you don't dip ever again. So if you want your nervous system to be unstoppable when it comes to personal power, take your power back and get off that roller coaster of external circumstance. I will see you inside. The next thing I want to dive into, another sip of water. Thirsty this morning, is that you take things personal and you get reactive when things happen instead of staying neutral. This, again, this is a lack of personal power. You take things personal when people don't respond. You take things personal if someone asks for a refund. You take things personal if people troll you. You take things personal when someone, ghosts you. Say they were going to sign up, they asked for the link, you sent the link, and then they didn't. They kind of just never responded, right? And you get reactive. Or someone lashes out and says something. Instead of staying neutral, you get reactive. This is all lack of personal power. The more we can actually stay neutral in our businesses is one of the biggest superpowers. But that doesn't happen unless we have personal power. And we know that when you take things personal and you get reactive, it dysregulates you perhaps for the whole day or the whole morning or the whole afternoon, perhaps the whole week, right? Because then you can't focus. Then you have to get your energy right. Then you have to be like, I feel like I probably need to do a whole episode on like getting in the vibe. Then you need to like get back in the vibe and like, I need to do a whole episode because you don't need to be in the vibe to make a lot of sales. In fact, if you need to be in the vibe to make sales, then you're not going to be able to make a lot of sales because no one is in the vibe all the time. But you get what I mean. So notice where you're taking things personal. Notice where you get reactive when things happen. Right? And this will signal that there's stuff in your nervous system that's taking things personally. Right? There's normally like a little girl who takes things personally because she's feeling rejected. She's feeling not good enough. She's feeling, bad. She's feeling this. She's whatever. That personal reaction is because your nervous system is getting triggered, which is why I always say like nervous system runs 95% of the show. You need to do the nervous system work in order to be able to stay neutral. Because that time that you then, waste when you get taken out of your power and get reactive, is time you could be focusing on your business. But instead, we drop our power, we drop some momentum, and then things feel slower. And we could have just stayed neutral, dealt with it, and move on. Or, why did they, someone was going to sign up with you, but then you see that they signed up with someone else, right? You take it personal. Maybe you take it personal that people aren't liking your stories or whatever it is, or your posts, all of these things. Which brings me to the next thing, which is you fear saying what you actually think and mean because some might get triggered or not agree. And so this is another big one, especially when it comes to personal power and not only making a lot more sales in your business, but sales feeling easy, is you need to get out of your own way in terms of like speaking your voice and that fear that you actually can't say the thing that you mean because some people are not going to agree or get triggered. That is keeping so much resistance in your business. Okay, back when I was like, I'm going to use examples throughout my whole journey just so you can really see. Back when I was really speaking about how bad gluten is for you, there was people who disagreed, like gluten's actually not bad and blah, 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 blah. Our grandmothers ate it and so it'd be fine. And, I had to educate on, well, the gluten that they ate, 50 years ago is very different than the gluten we eat now. And so that's why. But I have no fear in saying what I actually think and mean. I have no fear in saying, you know, PMS is not normal. Bloating is not normal. This is back when I focused more on that. There are people on the internet saying bloating is normal. And I was like, bloating is not normal. It is common, but it is not normal. Just because something is common does not make it normal. It just means that too many people are suffering with it. Being anxious is not normal. Having a poor mindset is not normal. Common, not normal. But if I had fear of actually saying what I think and mean, then I would not be able to help people, right? Because if I don't actually say that, then people don't learn. They don't know that there's another way. So what happens is people go on thinking that, oh, bloating is normal. So they go on feeling miserable that their stomach's bloated and, you know, they feel uncomfortable, not like mentally, emotionally, but there's also that aspect, but just like physically in their clothes because of the pressure of the bloating, or the hormones make them lie on the couch for 2 weeks of the month and they have to stop work, or they can't show up, or they're getting irritable and they're arguing with their partner and they're doing all these things, right? So someone who's saying that that's normal, someone be like, oh, okay, this is just how I have to live. Versus if I actually say what I think and mean, I'm like, no, 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 that's not normal. We can fix it. Here's a step-by-step how. They're like, oh, I actually don't have to live this way. Then they join the program. They go through it. Their bloating goes away. Their anxiety goes away. Their PMS goes away. Their hormone, all that stuff goes away. And they feel incredible. Amazing. But if I didn't actually say what I think and mean, then I actually wouldn't be able to help people. Right? If I didn't actually say what I think and mean about nervous system, and I know it doesn't have to take a long time, right? I actually give people like, oh, dunking your face in ice water is not actually going to heal their nervous system. You know, perhaps they've been suffering for months or years and they're doing quote unquote all the things, cold plunge, ice, you know, water, going for a walk. I love you, but going for a walk will not, you know, outdo your childhood trauma. It can be supportive for your nervous system, right? It deactivates your amygdala, but the thing that your amygdala is reacting to is when, you know, that mom and dad got divorced, whatever happened when you were little. But if I feared saying that out of what a backlash I might get, or people get triggered, then I would not be able to help people. Or if you're scared of saying something because it's very woo-woo, right? I work with a lot of like spiritual entrepreneurs, people who are very woo-woo, actually other people who are Akashic readers. Like, oh, what are people going to think if I tell them about like I tap into seventh dimension? But that fear then stops you from being highly paid because it dims your light and then you're not in your power and you're operating at like 60% of your power instead of 100%. So then you're only making 60% of the sales you can make. So even if you're saying kind of the thing, but you're not saying it in the way you want to say it, right? You're not even saying it with your power. Maybe you're like making it, you're pacifying it, or you're making it kind of like smaller, like, oh, I don't want anyone to get like triggered. I don't want anyone to get upset over this. Let me just like make this as blasé as I can. But when something's blasé, that doesn't actually captivate anyone. Right? That doesn't show them. They don't feel anything from you because your power's not behind it because you've dimmed your power. And so the thing that you're saying is just 50% of the power with which you're saying it. And it doesn't matter what it is or what you do. This goes for everything, as you can see. I'm giving examples from like a whole host of things. So the next thing that really shows up as a lack of power in your business that is contributing to a lack of sales is the good old imposter syndrome, or the who am I, right? And so imposter syndrome, or the who am I to, or who am I to do this, obviously stops you from making the moves in your business that will expand you to your next level, right? If you think who am I to, and you're thinking that, well, how the hell is someone else supposed to know who are you to? So you want to make sales and you want, you know, someone else to say, oh yeah, you're the person good for this, but you don't even know that you are. That doesn't make sense, right? The power is in someone else to make you feel that you are good enough to do the thing. Right? So I'm going to go back. Who am I to teach people about like healthy eating and, you know, or nervous system or whatever it is. If I had that doubt and I doubt myself in that and I don't have power behind it, why should I expect anyone to come along with me? Why should I expect anyone to join my offers, my programs, my containers? And so we really need to dissolve the imposter syndrome or the who am I? Because that energetic behind like, oh, who am I to do this? But then you're selling the thing, but you're not even solid in yourself. How is someone else supposed to be solid enough in you? Not only to trust you, but to then buy from you. Right? Because it's not only the trust enough to like listen to what you're saying. It's then also the trust enough for them to put their money with you. There's a different level between like, oh, I feel like I know how to regulate someone's blood sugar. And like, I know I'm the best at regulating someone's blood sugar. I know I have a very unique view. This is why, this is this. You need to be fully solid in who you are and who you're, what you're doing. And if that's not incongruent, if you're not like, oh my gosh, yes, I am solid in this, then it's not going to feel easy. It's going to feel heavy. Because every time you show up, you're going to feel like an imposter. Every time you show up, you're not going to feel like that 100% power of like, oh yes, like I am a master in this. This is my bread and butter. I could talk all day about this. I'm embodied in this, everything like that. So this really needs to be solid. It doesn't matter if you are selling, you know, clothes, products, if you own a coaching business, if you're helping people regulate their blood sugar, if you're reading someone's Akashic records, if you're helping them grow their business, whatever it is. Take a sip of water. When you build this personal power, it becomes so much lighter and sales feel easier. And then you're convicted and then you're the woman people want to buy from, right? Which then brings me to my next point, which is you undercharge out of fear that people won't work with you or your income will dip if you increase your prices. Right? And so a lack of personal power will show up in you undercharging because you're scared of quote unquote leaving people behind or that you're not going to make as much money or, you know, it'll slow things down, your income will dip, all of that. That's a lack of personal power. And then what happens is that creates resentment because you want to be charging more, but the fear is keeping you undercharging. Then you feel like you're not being compensated for your work. That creates a whole host of, that's very leaky in your containers because that unconscious, like subconscious resentment will trickle out into your programs and into your clients. But that lack of personal power is then stopping you not only from getting sales where you're at, but getting sales at a higher price point. When you build that personal power, right? You charge what you want to charge. Your prices are your prices. You feel solid in them. And people are solid, like feel that you are solid in them. So it's both, right? You can't undercharge out of fear, but you also can't raise them if you're not fully backing them. Because then your income will dip because you can't hold that new price. So it's not charging more for the sake of charging more. Like don't listen to this episode and be like, okay, I'm just going to charge more to like master personal power. If you can't actually hold that, we need to work on the fear first to dissolve it and then embody, you know, that next level. The undercurrent of energy is very important, as you can see through all of this. Right. And so what happens is the income dips or, you know, sales aren't what you want them to be, not because of anything else, but because of the lack of personal power associated with it. Which then can cause another little like leak or a lack of personal power, right? Where you over deliver and overextend yourself in your business to make sure that they like get enough or to make sure that, you know, they don't reject you, they don't leave or they feel like it's enough. First of all, you are the expert in your container as to what is required or what is needed. More is not necessarily more, right? But when you don't have personal power, you just believe that more is more. So perhaps you're, like I said, over-delivering, overextending, like you're going into Telegram when you shouldn't, or you're offering extensions, or you're, you know, going over and you're trying to add in all of these things because like if I add in all these different elements, then more is more. which is not necessarily true. Simple is actually better. Like if I know that someone, I don't know, let's pick something I'd be interested in the future. Is it going to teach me how to have a pain-free childbirth? I'm not pregnant, just like potentially. If I pick something that's not what I do. And one person is like, it's four modules and a Q&A call. And the other person was like, you get to plug in weekly for this and you get to have all this and this and this. And it's 12 modules and there's 18 reprogramming checks and there's four Q&A sessions. And I'm like, but if you're both helping me have a pain-free birth, well, I like the four calls and one Q&A. That seems a lot simpler. So if you can give it to me in four calls, amazing. All right, and this is very much like the prime example in my world is the safety program. It's four things. That's all you need for safety. Four things. We do one per week. There's a couple Q&As just in case you have questions. That's all you need. I've distilled it down so that it doesn't take 500 years. You don't need that much time. Sometimes it might take longer, right? There are aspects, there are times where, sure, it might actually require more modules. But is it actually requiring more modules or more, you know, content or more support or more this? Or is it just over-delivering for the sake of over-delivering? And it doesn't actually provide them any value. It's not actually what they need. But you can't do that. You can actually think like that and access that if you have a lack of personal power, because you're going to be clouded by needing to over-deliver, overextend yourself because, oh, they've paid this money, they paid X, I need to over-deliver to make sure that it's quote-unquote enough. Right? Which also then leads me to my next thing, which is saying yes to clients who you know aren't a fit because you feel like you have to make money. Or saying yes to things, opportunities, saying yes to clients, opportunities, things like that you know aren't a fit because you feel like you have to make money. This is a massive leak in personal power and is stopping you from actually getting aligned sales and attracting high-level clients. I say no a lot of times to clients who aren't a fit for certain containers. Perhaps they're a fit for some of the ones, not other ones. You know, for example, most people are not a fit for my one-on-one. That's perfect. The good news is what you actually need is a program. You need to learn a skill set first. But I don't like say yes, you know, just for the sake of it to make money off one-on-one, because obviously one-on-one is more money. I actually know, like, you don't need a $15,000 one-on-one container. You need a $1,500 program. Amazing. If someone told me that, I'd be like, oh my God, amazing. Cool. I'll just take the program. Or maybe you just want to fill a program, a mastermind, and you know someone isn't a fit, or they're showing you red flags, right? They're showing maybe victim behavior or emotional dumping or this or that. But you take them on because you just want to make money, and then they're a nightmare of a client. All of these things, right? And these are just like, I don't know, maybe we went through 7 or 8 examples, maybe 8. All these dips in personal power add up to why you're not making a lot more sales in your business. And a lack of personal power will leave massive amounts of money on the table, right? When you have personal power, it leads to consistency in sales. When you're in your power, you make sales over and over and over again. Like I was saying in the beginning, when you're in your power, people want to buy from you. They are drawn to you and they feel that you are a solid place to invest in. Now there's probably like, I could give you probably 20, 30 more examples, but these are kind of like the big ones that I see come up a lot. I might do some other like mini episodes on each of them going deeper, but this is why personal power is so required in business. This is why we have the Power Program. This is the program to build the personal power that sets you apart as the woman that clients flock to buy from. Inside Power, we use my signature method to rewire your nervous system on 3 levels to remove the experiences that are preventing you from having personal power while building audacity in the woman that you are. It's not just learning how to embody personal power. It's changing that somatic response in your system that takes you out of your power. Because if you notice that that response in your body, in your nervous system, kicks in automatically, you can't always stop it. When you rewire and you change that, everything changes. And this is what makes this program, like the power program, unlike any other program you've seen about personal power, because it brings that nervous system element. So inside power, we are going to be rewiring your nervous system to catapult momentum with sales. We will be unleashing the audacity that attracts high-level clients. And we are going to be making sure you stay tapped into your power no matter what, so that your income not only stabilizes, but grows, right? It's very much that consistent over and over again. It's stable and grows. So no more how you feel, depending on how much money you've made that month or how many people join the offer. No more struggling to hold boundaries and people pleasing out of fear of rejection. No more absorbing other people's projections and taking things personally. No more fear of saying what you actually think and mean. No more undercharging out of fear that people won't pay your prices or your income will dip. No more imposter syndrome or who am I to? No more saying yes to clients or business models that aren't a fit, right? I know we talked about saying yes to clients, but it could also be saying yes to a business model that isn't a fit, perhaps taking on too many one-on-ones or, you know, being on calls too much or 8 hours of the day or whatever it is. So it's both clients and business models, but all of the wobbles in personal power are adding up to why you're not making a lot more sales. And so this is what we're going to be doing inside power. Because once you build personal power, not only will your nervous system stay regulated, but you will make a ton more money too. So we will leave the link for the power program down below. It is in pre-sale, which means you get to save an extra little bit. And yeah, we will be building the personal power that sets you apart as the woman that clients flock to buy from. I'm very excited. This is going to be, I would say, one of the most powerful, but it's called power, but it is. It's one of the most integral programs I've ever run. And this will be the last time that it is run live as well. So if you want to get in on the live action, apart from like Q&As or new modules in the future, all the trainings are being recorded live. So you'll be able to soak in the live power energy. So with that being said, I love you guys so much. If you have any questions about the power program or perhaps you want to join a mastermind with me, just send me a DM on Instagram and we will find the best place for you. With that being said, I hope you guys have a fabulous day and I will talk to you in the next episode.